This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi there, everybody. Instant reaction payback. That's what they called this event. This may be one of my shortest wrestling big event instant reactions, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of sports going on, a lot of crap on my mind. I'm embarrassed for the podcast I did a few days ago about the Mets, because ever since I stopped recording that podcast, the Mets came back to being the Mets. All right, so don't listen to it. If you haven't heard it, don't go back and listen to it. I was giddy over the doubleheader sweep over the Yankees. I was giddy over Steve Cohen. And they responded by losing a game on a wild pitch, by collapsing and blowing a freaking five-run lead with two outs in the seventh inning of a nine-inning game, and then the horrendous Game 2 loss. The Islanders are in the midst of a playoff game. Luckily, I was able to pause it up 1-0, and it's about to be the intermission between the second and third periods. And there's a lot of NBA going on. But I did watch, you know, as much as I could of this payback. I put it on one of the TVs and, you know, paid attention. I mean, sort of paid attention. I paid attention to the main event because I tell you, since last we spoke 1 week ago for the SummerSlam instant reaction, the Roman Reigns character in his return has developed. And I got to tell you, it is, and I think I speak for a lot of people. I think a lot of people are going to agree with me. It's freaking awesome. This is the first time, officially, that Roman Reigns is awesome. And it took something so small, something so minor, something wrestling fans screamed about for years about John Cena, and they really did it with Roman Reigns. They made him a heel. And, you know, for the most part, the product hasn't been great the last few years. And there are just little things. Besides the writing, there are little things that they just don't do as well as they used to. But the final 30 seconds of SmackDown was old school. Because even just the little tiny hints they dropped at you right before they revealed Paul Heyman, and then the way the camera moved to reveal Paul Heyman, and the way Roman Reigns even dropped, this isn't a prediction, it's a spoiler. It was brilliantly done, I gotta tell you. It was utterly brilliantly done. And so because of that, and because they inserted him into this main event of Payback as a new badass character, it was the one thing about this event I was looking forward to. I actually was. Despite everything else going on, I actually found myself intrigued about, man, I can't wait to see what they do and how they handle Roman Reigns. And look, I think as the night went on, they sort of telegraphed how they were going to do this, that Strowman and Wyatt were going to have a match, and then Roman was going to come in at the end and win. I think they telegraphed that. But you know what? That's okay. That's okay. It's okay because this Roman Reigns character is excellent. Was it perfect tonight the way they handled it? I wouldn't say it was perfect. There's a few things I'll nitpick. But the bottom line is this. They have freshened up the Roman Reigns character. You know, if you think back to all his time here in WWE, you can look at the Shield in the early days and say, yeah, the Shield was cool, and they were. When he almost won the Royal Rumble the year of Batista, Roman Reigns was cool. But as soon as they made him a face and as soon as they kind of forced him down everybody's throat as the new main event guy, the new John Cena, he was tough to stomach. And now he's awesome because they paired him with the greatest manager this side of Bobby the Brain Heenan. And I actually find myself excited to watch SmackDown next Friday and the week after to see how they handle it, where they go from here with him. But he is the new Universal Champion. And I think it was obvious as the night was going on that he was going to win the title. He had to. And how they were going to do it. I thought the superplex that broke the ring, yeah, we've seen it before, but all right, fine. We don't need the fan shots of screens, by the way. You know, WWE loves their fan shots. They're like Fox during a baseball playoff game. They love to show the faces of the fans. I get it. The Thunderdome is fantastic. I commented on that last week. You don't need to give me fan shots of the screens. The one negative was, okay, Roman's this badass heel now. He's being opportunistic. Why does he have to come out and just right away apply and try to get a pin? And then look shocked when both guys broke out of it. What he should have done, all right, it's a small edit. What he should have done was just come out and beat the crap out of both guys with a chair. And then, yes, pin Strowman. I get why he pinned Strowman and not Bray Wyatt. You got to keep Bray strong. That's fine. But for him to come out, try to get a pin, guys kick out of it, yeah, they were weakening Roman. It was the first time that I think I said to myself, hey, come on, make Roman look strong. I agreed with Vince. They made him look a little bit weak. But you know what? It's okay. He ends up getting the pin. He barely works a match. Heyman's there with all the facial expressions. He leaves the ring. I don't know what the crowd would really react if the crowd was there, because as much as I like the Thunderdome thing, you really can't hear what the reactions are. It definitely adds an ambiance, and the look is cool. All that's great, but you're never going to get kind of a full feel of what the reaction would be, because there's a good chance Roman's going to get cheered, but a good kind of cheered, a heel kind of cheer. If you're that good of a heel, if you're that badass of a heel the way Austin used to be, the way The Rock used to be, you're going to hear cheers. But I can't wait to see what they do next. I kind of have a feeling they're going to try to keep Bray Wyatt away from him. That's what I would think. That they're not just going to give us Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns. I think they're going to give us Strowman and Reigns. Unless they move Roman in a completely different direction. But he should be your champion. He should be your champion until WrestleMania. I don't know who the ultimate good guy is to come out and challenge him. I'm not sure yet. I don't think it should be Bray Wyatt. And I don't think you can really drag that out to where it's appealing for next year's WrestleMania. But he should be the champ for the foreseeable future. I don't even mind as much that Wyatt was the transition champion. I don't mind it as much because he didn't really lose. Unlike Bill Goldberg in Saudi Arabia, it's not as if Wyatt lost this match. I mean, Wyatt is still freaky. He's still the Fiend. He's still badass and creepy as hell. And he didn't lose. So that's fine. I'm not sure why they kept showing Alexa Bliss. I mean, what are we doing with that? Is she going to become like a stalker of Bray Wyatt or something? I'm not sure. But the Roman Reigns stuff was awesome. The rest of the show, it's kind of cool that Bobby Lashley uses the full Nelson as a finishing move. But he's the new U.S. champion. Big E beat Sheamus. They keep trying to tell you that Big E's trying to prove he can be a single star. Could he be a mid-card star? He was in the past. Wasn't he an IC champion? But as a main eventer, I don't know. Matt Riddle beat King Corbin, yippity-doo-dah. Worst part of that is that King Corbin attacked him afterwards, so that means that feud's going to continue. They didn't really drop as many hints about the Sasha Bailey breakup. They lost the women's tag titles to Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. I mean, they put Shayna Baszler over. And I guess Baszler and Nia Jax or Nia Jax as tag partners could be kind of cool. They're going to drag the Sasha Bailey thing out more, which they should. How about Keith Lee beating Randy Orton clean? I mean, they needed to do it. You can't bring this guy from NXT after he just dropped the title and have him lose or even have a cheap victory. That was clean as hell, clean as a whistle. Which is odd considering Randy Orton is still in the title picture with Drew McIntyre, but forget Randy. I guess Randy could afford the losses. I guess for Randy it doesn't matter as much, but for Keith Lee it was great. Let's see where they take him from here. The Mysterios beating Rollins and Buddy Murphy. You know what that was all about. Let's get Dominic a victory. Dominic put together a very good match against Seth at SummerSlam. Let's get him a victory. They are kind of teasing a breakup of Seth Rollins and Buddy Murphy, the Disciple. And if they do that, no one will care. So there was your Payback 2020. That's it. That's all I've got to say. It was really about Roman Reigns and how I'm a big fan of what they're doing now with him. Badass heel. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Payback Instant Reaction. Joe and I are going to have a lot to talk about Monday at 2 o'clock. That's for damn sure. Goodbye, everybody.